弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
那我们来一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们再次来到你的面前，来呼求你的名。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you once again to call on your name.
因为主，你是那位在昔在今在永在永在的神。
Because you was, you are, and you.
主，因为你是靠着你的话语，你创造了天地海和其中的万物。
O Lord, you by your word you create the heavens and earth and everything in it.
主，你说有就有，命里就立。
And when you speak, it comes to be, and you command it, and it stood firm.
主，你是信实的，主，你的慈爱从到永远。
And you are faithful, and your love endures forever.
主，就求助你保守我们今天的一起的敬拜。
Please keep our worship today.
赐我们每个人一颗能听的耳朵，能明白的心。
Give each one of us a listening ear and an understanding heart.
让我们能够明白主你的旨意。
So we can understand your will.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
很多人可能知道神的忠心的仆人娃明道弟兄。
Many people probably know the faithful servant of brother Wang Mingdao.
那么他被誉为是二十世纪中国的清教徒。
He was called the 20th century Chinese Puritan.
那么在五十年代，他为了信仰，那么与专制政府抗争，那么被判了无期徒刑。
And in 1950s, He fought against the totalitarian government for his faith.
那么直到1980年才被释放，他在狱中共度过了23年的牢狱生活。
And he was set free in 1980s, and he spent 23 years in prison.
然而就是这样一位神的仆人，他也曾经因为他的软弱和属灵的骄傲，他也跌倒过。
But such faithful, God's servant, because of his weakness, he had fallen.
那么他其实总以为自己不会跌倒。
He thought he would never fall.
因为正就是在他入狱的刚入狱之前，那么一位弟兄对他说。
Right before he was sent to prison, a brother said to him.
说许多人把你当作是一面真理的大旗，说你可能不能因为任何事情软弱和失败。
Many people consider you as the banner of truth, so you probably will not get weakened or fail in any circumstance.
然而在监狱期间呢，那么政府为了让他屈服，那么也逮捕了他的妻子。
So when he was in prison, in order to make him surrendered, and they also arrest his wife.
那么他们告诉王明道弟兄说，只要你认罪，那么就可以释放。你的妻子。
So they told Wang Mingdao, if you confessed, we'll release your wife.
那么尽管他在入狱时，王明道弟兄呢，他就做好了为主殉道的准备。
Even before he went to prison, he made he prepared that he will be martyred.
然而呢，因为经不起肉体的折磨，也为了不连累他的妻子，他呢就用许多的谎言写了一份悔过书。
Because he cannot bear the physical tortures, and in order not to involve his wife in it, he wrote a confession letter.
甚至他否定了他一直坚持的他的信仰。
And he renounced his faith that has been adhered to.
所以呢，政府拿到这个悔过书以后呢，立即就释放了他们。
So when the government got that confession, they released him right away.
但是在一年多后，那么在良心的催促下，他否认了前面所写的悔过书。
But in a year, urged by his conscience, he revoked his confession.
那么虽然他和妻子呢又被政府投入了监狱。
Although he and his wife were sent to prison again.
然而他的属灵的生命却得到了复兴。
His spiritual life was revived.
那么王明道弟兄呢，在总结他自己的失败时，他这样写道。
And he summarized his failure. He wrote like this.
他说，我和日本人战斗了八年都没有失败，觉得自己很了不起。
I fought against the Japanese for 8 years, and I never failed. And I thought I'm quite something.
他说，我一向对人说，是就是，非就是非，白就是白就是白，黑就是黑。
I always told the people, and let your yes be yes, no be no, black be black, and white be white.
二者之间没有中立的余地。
And there's no gray area between them.
可是1955年，我就做了这样一件违背原则的事情。
But in 1955, I did such things that against the principle.
因为惧怕的缘故，就把黑说成了白。
Because of fear, I spoke black to be white.
若是按照我自己的情形，他说我会一直失败下去。
If it's by myself, I will continue to fall.
但是为了神，但神为了他自己的荣耀和他大名的缘故。
But for God's glory and for His name's sake.
所以他不容我这样长久的失败下去。
He did not allow me to fall.Like this.
他说，只要我们还活在世上，就必然会有征战。
If we live in this world, we will have struggle.
所以呢，我们必须时刻谨慎，不能有半点疏忽。
And we shall be alert and stand on guard.
所以这是王明道先生他说的话。
That is what Wang Mingdao said.
所以这也正像哥林多前书十章十二节告诉我们，说是所以自己以为站得稳的，需要谨慎，那么免得跌倒。
And that is like what the First Corinthians 10:12 said. So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall.
那么在今天的信息中呢，我们就通过彼得使徒彼得和其他的门徒与主耶稣的对话。我们会明白呢，基督的门徒只有认识我们自己的软弱和我们的骄傲，我们才能在遭受患难时站立得稳。
So today, through the dialogues between Jesus and his disciples, we'll know that only if if Christ's disciples know their own weakness and pride, can they stand firm in the Lord when they face difficulties?
那么我们分为两点呢，能跟大家分享。
We'll look at this from 2 points.
那么第一点呢，就是那么主耶稣预言门徒会因软弱而跌倒。
The first is the Lord Jesus predicts that all his disciples.
那么第二点呢，就是主耶稣预言彼得呢，他会因为自己的骄傲而三次不认主。
The second is the Lord Jesus predicts Peter would deny him 3 times because of his pride.
我们来先看第一点，主耶稣预言门徒一定会因软弱跌倒。
And let's look at the first that Jesus predicts that his disciple would fall because of their weakness.
那么这在26-28节。
That is from the verse 26-28.
我们先看26节，这里说他们唱了诗就出来往橄榄山去。
26, when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
那么在上次的信息中呢，主耶稣和门徒呢一起过了他在世上的最后一个逾越节。
So from previous message, we know that Jesus and his disciples had the last Passover together.
而且呢，在最后的晚餐中，他亲自设立主持了圣餐。
And in the Last Supper, he himself set up the communions.
那么这里我们看到门徒在领了圣餐后也一起唱了诗歌。
So here we see that after they received the had the Lord's Supper, they sang a song, a hymn.
然后呢，就一起出来，他们要去橄榄山去。
And they went out to the Mount of Olives.
那么犹太人呢，在过逾越节的在逾越节结束的时候，那么他们总是要唱诗，就是我们的这个诗篇里面的115篇到118篇这几首诗歌。
For the Jews, after the feast of Passover, they usually will sing the Psalm 115 to 117.
那么目的呢，是为了纪念神呼召摩西，那么领他们以色列人脱离埃及人的奴役。
in order to commemorate the Moses led them out of the slavery of Egypt from Egypt.
那么这里的橄榄山呢，它是一个很特别的地方。
Mount Olives is a special place.
那么圣经上提到过很多次。
And it was mentioned multiple times in the Bible.
我们知道主耶稣被钉十字架前，在客西马尼园的祷告就是发生在橄榄山。
We know that before Jesus was crucified, and he went to Gethsemane to pray. That is on the mountain.
而且他复活升天也是发复活升天。升天也都发生在这座山上。
And his resurrection and ascension also took place in Mount Olives.
而且呢，根据旧约先知的预言，那么主耶稣第二次再来的时候，也要降临在橄榄山上。
According to the Old Testament prophet, the second coming of Jesus will also take place in Mount Olives.
那么在旧约先知书撒加利亚书十四章的四节前半部分，他说：“那日他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上。”
From the Zechariah chapter 14:4a, it says, "On that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, east of Jerusalem."
我们知道此时呢，卖主耶稣的犹大已经离开他们了。
We know at that time the Judas who betrayed Jesus already left them.
那么他去犹太教领袖那里，要领他们来捉拿主耶稣。
He went to the Jewish leader to lead them to come and arrest Jesus.
那么在他们这十一个门，这他们跟主耶稣呢一起去橄榄山的途中，那么主耶稣在告诉门徒，就是二十七节讲到的。
And on their way to Mount Olives, Jesus told his disciples.
他说，耶稣对他们说，你们都要跌倒了，因为经上记着说，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。
And you will all fall away, Jesus told them. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered.
那么主耶稣引用的这一段经文呢，它其实在撒加利亚书的十三章七节。
This scripture was quoted from the Old Testament, Zechariah chapter 13, verse 7.
他是这样讲，他说：“万军之耶和华说，刀剑哪，应当兴起，攻击我的牧人和我的同伴，击打牧人，羊就分散。我必反手加在微小者的身上。”
Awake, O sword, against my shepherd, against the man who is close to me, declares the Lord Almighty. Strike the shepherd, and the sheep will be scattered, and I will turn my hand against the little ones.
那么这里我们看到牧人，他这个不是指我们现在所说的普通的牧人。
The shepherd here is not the ordinary shepherd.
而这里用的是我的牧人。
It says my shepherd.
也就是说，神所特别施恩给他的百姓的牧人。
That is the shepherd God given to His people through His grace.
也就是耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
那么而其中的刀剑呢，我们看到它是万军之耶和华吩咐兴起来的。
The sword we know that was awakened by the Almighty God.
所以从这一句话来看，乃是万军之耶和华兴起刀剑来攻击万军之耶和华他自己预备的牧人。
So we can see that it's the Almighty Lord who awakes the sword to strike his shepherd.
所以他的目的是为了完成他的救赎的计划。
The purpose is to fulfill his salvation plan.
那么所以在以赛亚书的五十三章，他第十节他这样讲，他说耶和华定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。
So from Isaiah 53:10 says, yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer.
也就是说，是父神定义来击打他的独生子，要为他的众人，要他为众人来担当罪受死。
So it says, it is Lord who purposely, strike his shepherds, and to die for his people.
那么当这件事发生的时候，那么他的羊。就会分散。
And when these things happened, his sheep will be scattered.
那么这里主耶稣明确地告诉他们，你们都要跌倒了。
Here, Jesus told them clearly that you will, fall away.
这是在告诉门徒，他的受难乃是父神的旨意。
So it telling, his disciples that, his suffering, is God's will.
那么也是在预先告诉他们，他受难的时候，门徒一定会因为软弱而跌倒。
And he foretold them that when he was suffering, his disciples will fall away.
不是个别的，而且都要跌倒。
It's not only a few of them, it's all.
那么主耶稣既然是全知的神，他当然知道接下来要发生的任何事情。
Lord Jesus, who is omniscient God, of course he knows what's going to happen.
然而我们也常常看到主耶稣在福音书里面常常引用旧约的经文。
But we know from the gospel book, he quoted the scriptures from Old Testament.
那么他的目的是为了告诉人们，让人们知道神在旧约中所启示的也都是完全真实可靠的真理。
That is to tell the people that what is prophesied in the Old Testament is the truth that will come to be.
那么当主耶稣告诉门徒说他们都要跌倒后，他为了安慰门徒，马上就对门徒说了下面的话，就是28节，他说，但我复活以后，要在你们以先往加利利去。
When Jesus told his disciples that they will all fall away, but in order to comfort them, and he says in verse 28, after I have risen, I will go ahead of you into Galilee.
那么在马可福音这本书里面呢，主耶稣一共有五次在告诉门徒关于他的死和复活。
In the book of Mark, there are totally five times that Jesus told his disciples that he will suffer.
那么前三次呢，他只是把这件事，只是告诉门徒他要受许多的苦，然后被杀，然后要复活。
And in the first three times, he only told them that he will suffer and be killed and resurrect.
也就是笼统地把这一发生的一件事告诉门徒。
He just generally tell them what will happen.
然而在后两次，他告诉了门徒关于他要受死复活的很多的细节。
But in the last two times, he told them many details of his suffering and the resurrection.
因为在他知道，在他讲完这些以后，这些事情马上就会发生。
And he knows after he spoke to them, those things would happen right away.
他讲那么多的细节的目的是为了让这些事发生的时候，让门徒能够想起他的话来。
And he told them the details is to let them be reminded of what he had told them before his suffering.
那么这里28节主耶稣说的关于他的复活，乃是最后一次，也是第五次他跟门徒讲的。
So in verse 28, when he mentioned his resurrection, this is the fifth time he told his disciple.
我们看到这次呢，更进一步的，他告诉门徒，他复活以后要在他们以先再去加利利。
He further told them that he, after he has risen, he will go ahead of them into Galilee.
也就是说，他复活后要在加利利等候门徒，要跟门徒一起聚集。
That is, after his resurrection, he will wait for his disciples in Galilee and together with them.
那么这里我们注意到，主耶稣在预言了门徒看到他遭受羞辱和苦难的时候都会跌倒。
And here we can see that Jesus prophesied that his disciples will fall away after his suffering.
那么在说了这以后呢，他在这个那么用了一个转折词，但是，那么来转化了他谈话的一个主题。
He used a conjunction but to give a contrast idea here.
那么他的目的是为了告诉门徒，他还会跟他们在一起。
The purpose is to tell his disciples that he will be with them soon.
也让门徒知道，那么他们虽然会跌倒，主耶稣呢不会责怪和离弃他们。
To let his disciple know, although they will fall away, but Jesus will not forsake them.
那么他其实在告诉他们，好像是你们虽然会跌倒，但是呢，你们还是我的门徒，我会原谅你们的软弱。
to tell them that although you will fall away, you are still my disciples. I will forgive your weakness.
那么这里也告诉我们，主耶稣知道我们每个人的软弱。
Here it tells us, Jesus knows the weakness of each one of us.
他不是不允许每一个神的儿女跌倒。
He did not expect we do not fall.
他要的是我们依靠，常常依靠他的心。
He wants us to rely on him.
那么当主耶稣告诉他的门徒都会跌倒的时候，那么第一个回应的就是使徒彼得。
When Jesus told his disciples that they will all fall away, Peter is the one who responds first.
那么这就是我们下面的第二点，就主耶稣呢预言彼得他会因为他的骄傲而三次不认主。
That is our second point. The Lord Jesus predicted Peter would deny him three times because of his pride.
所以二十九节，那么彼得首先这样的回应，他说：“彼得说，众人虽然跌倒，我总不能。”
Verse 29, Peter declared, "Even if all fall away, I will not."
我们知道这个时候呢，犹大呢已经离开了。
We know at this time, Judas has left.
那么主耶稣说的“你们”是指他和他在一起的十一个门徒。
When Jesus said "you," he meant the 11 disciples, including Peter.
所以呢，彼得这里所说的众人，显然是指另外的十个门徒。
So when here Peter said "all," he meant the other 10 disciples.
所以彼得的回答呢，我们从这里看到，充分展现了他自己内心的骄傲和对主耶稣话语的否定。
So from Peter's answer, we can say that he was very prideful, and he denied Jesus.
那么在他看来呢，跌倒的一定是别人，总不会是他。
And he thought, he will not be the one who fall away. It will be someone else.
那么很明显，这里他是在贬低了这个别人，那么在抬高他自己。
And apparently here he looked down upon the others and looked up himself.
那么他自己认为呢，比所有的门徒都坚定，绝对不会背叛主耶稣。
He thought he was more determined, and he think he stood firmer than other disciples.
彼得当然我们也知道，他可能真的是想在主的面前来表达他对主的忠心。
And we know probably Peter wants to show the Lord his loyalty.
然而那因为他对自己的过分的自信而产生骄傲。
But for himself, conceited, and his pride.
从而呢忘记了他自己也是一个软弱的人。
And for God, he's also a weak person.
那么我们其实呢，在没有遇到难处的时候，都会出于血气说一些很坚定的话。
And the same, it's with us. When everything goes smoothly, we probably will say something very affirmative words, out of our own flesh.
但是当我们真正面对一些难处的时候，我们只能求主来施恩，靠自己我们一定不能胜过去。
But only when we face difficulties, we can not depend on ourselves, but rely on Jesus.
我们可以在这里想一下我们中国大陆的这些弟兄姐妹。
We can consider the brothers and sisters in mainland China.
那么他们其实生活在一个专制的政府之下。
They lived under a totalitarian government.
他们聚会的场所有摄像头监视。
And their gathering place oftentimes have the surveillance camera.
那么现在更是圣经都不能公开的买卖。
And now they cannot buy Bibles freely.
所以参加敬拜也很可能就会被抓到监狱。
And going to worship the Lord will take at a risk of arrested and sent to prison.
然而呢，就是在这种的情况下，那么很多弟兄姐妹还不顾被抓的威胁，坚持去参加主日敬拜，还有他们教会的一切的活动。
But even in such circumstance, in situation that a brother and sister still take the risk of being arrested and continue to go and worship the Lord.
那我们在这里有这么自由安定的环境。
And here we have such freedom and the safe place to worship.
但是有时候呢，我们还会用各种的借口来不参加组织敬拜或者其他的教会活动。
But we still use the other excuse not to come and to worship him and to attend church's activities.
那么我们可以想象，如果我们生活在大陆这种环境，我们会怎么样呢？
And consider if we lived in China, what shall we be?
那么我们现在虽然没有像那个中国大陆的弟兄姐妹面对那样的逼迫。
We are not facing such the persecution like what our brother sister faced in China.
但是我们也常常会遇见各样的试探或者是诱惑。
But oftentimes we'll run into a temptation.
那么所有那么比如我们怎么样来合理的使用我们每日的时间
Like how we manage our times properly.
我们怎么样来帮助我们的孩子安排课余的活动
How to schedule our children's activities.
我们怎么样来管理神所赐我们的财务
How to manage our money.
等等这些都可能成为我们面对的试探或者是诱惑
All those can be the temptation.To us.
那么如果不是神的保守呢没有一个人可以夸口说我们能够把它处理得非常好
Without God's protection no one can boast he can manage this correctly
其实这本身就是我们每个人的肉体软弱
That is our own weakness in flesh
那么有的弟兄呢我们知道弟兄姐妹喜欢看电影或者电视连续剧
We know some brothers and sisters like to watch movie and TV serial.
那有的弟兄姐妹呢喜欢上网。
Some brothers and sisters like to surf the web.
那么也有的喜欢现在拿着手机，什么时候都不离手。
And some like to have their cell phone in their hand all the time.
那么经常在屏幕之前呢，一坐就可能就是几个小时。
They will sit in front of the screen for a few hours.
然而我们也常常听他们口里面讲说，常常说是太忙，实在是没有时间来读经，没有时间来祷告。
Oftentimes we heard from them, "Oh, I'm so busy, I don't have time to read the Bible and pray."
那么我们知道，我们有任何的爱好，我们这个不是罪。
We know it's not a sin if we have a hobby.
但是呢，过分花时间在这些爱好上，其实就可能成为我们的诱惑，或者成为我们的网络。
But overly spending time on those hobbies could become our temptation.
会让我们远离神。
And will keep us away from God.
那么我们唯有依靠主来常常的警醒。
Only by trusting the Lord and be stand alert.
那么才有可能在面对这些逼迫。试探或者诱惑的时候，真正的站立得稳。
So that we can stand firm when we face the persecution and temptation.
让我们看主耶稣怎么样来回答彼得，这是在三十节。
Let's see how Jesus answered Peter.
耶稣对他说：“我实在告诉你，就在今天夜里，鸡叫两遍以先，你要三次不认我。”
And Jesus said, I tell you the truth. And Jesus answered, Today, yes, tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you yourself will disown me three times.
那么前面主耶稣是针对每个门徒说他们都要跌倒。
Previously, Jesus mentioned every disciple will fall away.
所以也就既包括别的门徒的逃跑，也包括彼得他自己三次不认主。
Including the fleeing of the other disciples, as well as Peter's denial of Jesus three times.
所以，其实主耶稣在讲这些话的时候呢，他一点也没有责备他们任何一个人的意思。
When Jesus said this, he has no intention to blame each one of them.
那只是因为彼得他马上就充满傲气的反驳。
It's because Peter revoke Jesus full of arrogance.
那么主耶稣才马上告诉他，他不但不会比别的门徒更坚定，反而他会跌倒得更惨。
And then Jesus then told Peter, not only would he stand firmer than the other disciples, he will fall pretty badly.
那么别的门徒呢，是因为肉体的软弱导致他们的恐惧而逃跑。
The other disciples, because their weakness in their flesh, they were so frightened and they fled away.
而主耶稣却是在众人面前三次不承认他跟主耶稣的关系。
But Peter, he denied, his relationship with Jesus three times in the public.
那么主耶稣呢，把彼得家要跌倒的时间说得也很清楚。
And Jesus told Peter the exact time that he will, fall.
他说就在今天夜里鸡叫两遍以前。
He said yes tonight before the rooster crows twice.
那么前面呢，信息告诉我们，当他们结束最后晚餐之后呢，应该天已经很晚了。
From previous message, we know after they finished their last supper, it was probably very late.
所以也就是离鸡叫也就只有几个小时了。
Maybe there might only several hours before the rooster crows.
所以呢，主耶稣这里告诉彼得，就像是告诉彼得是说，你现在这么坚决的来表达对我的忠心，其实你很快就会不认我。
So now Jesus told Peter, you show your loyalty to me here, so firmly, and but before long that you will deny me.
那么其实这一句话呢，更使彼得大大的吃惊、震惊，也更加的极刺激了。这个彼得他的自尊心和他的骄傲。
Jesus' words surprised Peter and also shocked him and stimulated his pride.
所以三十节彼得这样说，彼得却极力地说，我就是必须和你同时，也总不能不认你。众门徒都是这样说。
So verse 31, but Peter insisted emphatically, even if I had to die with you, I will never disown you. And all the others said the same.
那么从彼得的反应，我们可以看到他非常的倔强，而且好意气用事。
From Peter's response, we know Peter was very stubborn and impulsive.
那么其实这也不是彼得第一次这样，他在马太福音的十六章二十三节，当主耶稣第一次预言他的死和复活的时候，那么彼得就出于意气用事，极力的来反对。
This is not the first time Peter react like this. In the Matthew 16:23, when Jesus mentioned his death and resurrection, that is what Peter's reaction. Okay.
那么主耶稣呢，看到他这样的这个极力的反对，主耶稣严厉的就责备了彼得。他说：“撒旦，退我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因为你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。”
And Jesus rebuked Peter harshly, and he said, "Get behind me, Satan! You are a stumbling block to me. You don't have in mind the things of God, but the things of man."
所以呢，这里告诉我们，对神的话语，我们呢不可以按我们的主观来评断。
Here it tells us we cannot judge God's word from our subjective judgment.
我们必须要知道，我们是有限的、有罪的人。
We have to know that we are limited, we are finite, and
我们的态度必须是无条件的顺服。
And we have to obey unconditionally.
因为神的话语总是绝对正确的，我们绝不可以否认或者是怀疑。
Because God's word is absolute truth, and we cannot doubt.
那么即使我们有不明白的，也应当先接受。
Even we don't understand, we'll accept it first.
因为它是神的话语。
Because it is God's word.
那么我慢慢会靠圣灵的帮助，我们会慢慢的明白。
So by the help of Holy Spirit, we'll gradually gain understanding.
那么如果我们否认或者怀疑，那么其实我们就把神当作是撒谎的。
If we deny and doubt God's word, we consider God a liar.
那么这雅各书的一章十九节，那么雅各这样的劝勉弟兄姐妹们，他们说：“我亲爱的弟兄们。”这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
In James 1:19, it says, "My dear brothers, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry."
那么这里我们就看到彼得极力的反对，他没有慢慢的说，而以至于他能这样的口出狂言。
So here we know that Peter insisted emphatically he did not speak slowly, and that's why he boasted.
那么其实这些事情呢，其实也常常发生在我们每一位弟兄姐妹的身上。
These things often happened to us.
那么我们常常有时候听了别人的话，没有注意听，或者没有听完，我们就急于去反应。
Sometimes when we listen to the others, we didn't even listen to, carefully or completely understand what they say.
而这样的话呢，往往说出去的话呢，可能会伤害别人，也可能会暴露我们自己的好多的问题。
And we respond quickly, which will most likely hurt other people and exposed our issues.
所以呢，这里也告诉我们，不只是彼得，那么他们都认为主耶稣的话不一定是正确的。
Here, not only Peter, including the other disciples, they don't believe God or what Jesus said.
因为最后说众门徒都是这样说。
Because here mentioned that all the others said the same.
那么其实呢，这正是魔鬼撒旦呢引诱亚当和夏娃的时候的方法。
That is the way that Satan tempted Adam and Eve.
那么神已经其实告诉了亚当夏娃说，这个善恶树上的果子你们不可吃，如果吃了必定会死。
And God already told Adam and Eve, "Do not eat the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. If the day when you eat, you will die."
然而魔鬼诱惑他们的时候，却说，告诉他们吃了不一定死。
But when Satan tempted them, he told them, "You will not die when you eat."
所以我们同样会对神的话语也常常有这样的主观的评断。
So sometimes we'll have this kind of subjective judgment on God's word.
那么圣经其实明明告诉我们，让我们说守神的圣日。
And Bible told us to keep His Sabbath.
那么也告诉我们要孝敬父母。
And to honor our parents.
也让我们说不可偷盗，不可撒谎等等的诫命。
And also do not steal, do not lie, and other commands.
但是我们总是觉得，比方说如果是 说主日太忙，我们就没有，我们不去教会也没有太大的关系。
But we often think that if we are so busy, it's okay not to go to the church on Sunday.
那我们和父母说顶一次嘴也没有关系。
And we said, "Oh, we just talk back to our parents. It's okay."
那么做学生的有时候会作弊一次也觉得没关系，抄一次作业也觉得没关系。
So as students, they will think, "Oh, it's just if I cheat on the exam once or just copy other people's homework, it's okay."
甚至我们往往也认为撒一个小谎也不是大事情。
Maybe it's not a big deal. We think if we just make a light a little lie.
其实所有的这些，我们都是在怀疑和轻看神的话语。
But all of this, we are take light of God's word and doubt His word.
所以都是因为我们的罪性导致我们的软弱。
It's all because our sinful nature that causes the weakness.
那么我们只有常常来警醒，通过读经、祷告，那么集体的敬拜、查经，那么等等这些蒙恩的之道来亲近神。
So only through to stand on guard, to be alert, and to come to the church to study His words and to fellowship with brothers and sisters, such ways will keep us close to God.
所以唯有靠着神的大能，我们才能逐渐的来改变。
And through God's mighty power, will be transformed little by little.
那么在今天的信息里面呢，通过主耶稣预言门徒的跌倒和门徒的反应。
Today's message is through Jesus' prediction that his disciple will fall and
那么我们看到呢，不仅是彼得和其他十个门徒，
not only Peter and the other ten disciples，
我们每一个人都可能会跌倒，
every one of us will fall away.
所以从彼得的身上呢，我们也可以看到我们自己的影子。
So from Peter, we can find us.
我们常常会因为软弱遇到诱惑试探的逼迫时，那么就不能按神在圣经中告诉我们的真理去行。
And so we cannot walk God's words when we are weak and when are tempted.
反而顺着我们自己的私欲去行，导致越来越远离神。
But walk through our sinful desire and end up further away from God.
我们也常常会因为我们过分的自信而骄傲。
Sometimes because we are overly confident and our pride.
那么常常自以为我们自己比神更知道我们自己。
And we thought we know us more than God knows us.
所以呢，常常来轻看和怀疑神的话语。
And oftentimes we look down upon God's word and doubt it.
不愿意去顺服神。
And we do not want to obey God's word.
所以我们其实呢，可能比我们认为自己的软弱更加软弱。
We probably are weaker than what we thought, how weak we are.
比我们知道我们自己的骄傲更加骄傲。
We are more prideful than what we think we are prideful.
那我们也是要常常来求神赐我们一颗谦卑受教的心。
So we ask God to give us a humble heart.
那么就像因为箴言十六章十八节给我们这样的警戒，他说：“骄傲。”在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
Just like Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall.
那么我们同时也看到了，主耶稣知道我们的软弱和我们的不完全。
In the meantime, we know, Jesus knows our weakness and our incomplete.
他接续和拯救我们的时候，不是因为我们有什么比别人好的地方。
He chose us is not because we are better than other people.
完全是他的恩典和他的怜悯。
It's purely his grace and his mercy.
那么尽管我们有时候会失败或跌倒。
Sometimes we'll fall and stumbled.
但是我们一定要相信主耶稣他绝不会丢弃我们，因为他是信实的神，他的慈爱永远长存。
But we'll believe Jesus will not forsake us. He is a faithful God, and His love endures forever.
来，我们祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you to give our thanks.
主，我们感谢你赐下主你的话语给我们来听。
We thank you for your word.
赐下你的话语，让我们能够明白主你的旨意，也明白我们自己的情形。
And to give for your word, so that we can understand your will and to understand our situation.
主，求主你常常教导我们，让我们真的知道我们自己的软弱，还有我们自己的骄傲。
So please teach us, so that we understand our weakness and our pride.
让我们能够凡事能够靠着主你的恩典、你的大能，能够来持守。
So we can stand firm by your grace and your mighty power.
不是靠我们自己。
Not by ourselves.
因为主，你告诉我们，我们离了你，我们什么也做不了。
Because you told us we can do nothing apart from you.
主，就求主你透过你的圣灵的话语来祝福你的教会，来让每个弟兄姐妹能够来为你而活，来荣耀你的名。
So may you through the word of you to To edify your church, so everyone can live for you.
让我们能够彼此来鼓励，彼此帮助、扶持，一同奔走天路。
So we can encourage each other, comfort each other, and to walk on the heavenly path.
让我们的生命一同来改变。
So our life will be transformed together.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord our Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.